Hari Om. विशाल विष्णु चैतन्य नाम गौर कृष्ण गौर चंद्राय विशाल विष्णु भक्ताय तद भक्ताय
By the mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Yesterday, Vishnu Maharaj. Yesterday, we went to Gantoli, Gulalkund, Mahesh, Nirgupur, and thereafter, Charan Pahadi, Luknuki Kund, Bhajan Thali, Bandesh Charan Pahadi, the Bandesh footprints, Bandesh's footprints, Radha Gopinath, Linda Devi, Rameshwar Mahadev, and thereafter Vimal Kund, Yashoda Kund, Rameshwar
Kund,
all these places you visited yesterday. You have heard Katha about Gantoli this morning. Kamyavan Katha also you heard. In Kamyavan, whatever desires we have, it is able to fulfill all the desires. That's why it is known as Kamyavan. Kam means, especially those desires which the gopis have, what they desire, if you desire the desires what the gopis have, they will come even to fulfill those desires. Especially Rameshwar Mahadev is there.
They
can fulfill all the desires. That's why his name is Rameshwar Mahadev. You went to these places, to Dharamkund, where Dharmaraj visited, Arjun Nakul Sahadev, etc., also visited this place. Maharshi Dhruva Saharshi visited this place. You know about those pastimes, you have heard about it yesterday. Now, so about Kamyavan? The entire pastimes. Padmanabha Maharaj. Yes. To speak about Kamyavan.
Chandra, Radhika, Radhika, Radhika,
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत वेदांत भक्त श्री वासुदेव भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे
राम राम। We were very blessed to go to the sacred forest in Braj Mandala called Kamyavan. So the Kamyavan forest is considered to be a very major, one of the forests of the salt forest of Vrindavan. It is a very major forest, very prominent. And there are so many different pastime places, and also original deities, which were established by Maharaj Vajranatha 5,000 years ago. In Kamyavan, this word Kamyavan means very beautiful, very splendorous, very decorated. So in Kamyavan forest, during the time of Sri Krishna, there were so many beautiful kundas and so many beautiful kunjas. And there Sri Krishna came and sported with his powerful friend and Brajamogis. Even Rasa-lila was performed in Kamyavan. And also it is said that Kamyavan is referring to transcendental Krishna praying. In the material world, the conditioned soul has what is called kama. He wants to satisfy his own senses. And that lust is a very degraded transformation of the soul's desire. But the original desire of every soul is to please the transcendental senses of Sri Krishna. And when someone wants to fully be absorbed in pleasing Krishna's senses, then that is called transcendental kama or praying. It is completely different than the lusty desires of this material world. So, in Kamyavan, all the desires of the pure devotees, they are there to satisfy Krishna's senses. And also in Kamyavan forest, if someone does this Brajmandala Parikrama, then it is said that his desire to attain Krishna praying will also be attained. In Kamyavan, also there are the deity of Vrindadevi. And when Vrindadevi was established 5,000 years ago, she is the predominating deity of the forest of Vrindavan. But Vrindadevi deity that was established was being moved out of the Vaishvatala area for protection by the king of Jaipur. And when they were traveling to bring the deities of Govinda, Gopinath, Vrindadevi, and one other, Navadar. Then at that time, they were camping in an area for a few days to set up a place to worship the deities and also to rest. So those places that we visited on the Parikrama, where we now see temples established, those are the very places where these original deities were resting for a few days. And during that time, they were performing puja, being bathed with the deities regularly, and Sudan Arsha. And after that time, then they were relocated to Jaipur, where they remain to this day. But Srimati Vrindadevi, she did not move out of Vrindavan. So that original deity of Srimati Vrindadevi is still there to have her darshan and finally auspicious. And that Vrindadevi is the predominating deity of the forest of Vrindavan. Therefore, the forest of Vrindavan is named after Vrindadevi. So Vrindadevi makes all transcendental arrangements for the beautiful sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna. She is a Vrajagopi, and her her potency is manifested throughout the entire forest of Vrindavan. She is constantly giving orders and instructions to all the residents in the forest of Vrindavan, to the birds, to the trees, to the forest animals. And she has so many messengers who are moving here and there and giving so many different messages by which the arrangements may be made for the beautiful Avatar, for the beautiful teaching of Radha and Krishna in different places all throughout the forest. And Vrinda Devi is so much assisting Srimati Radhika. She is so much inquiring for Srimati Radhika, Radha Vansha. So she is one of the infinite stockings of Srimati Radhika. And therefore, also, Srila Gurudev has established in his temple in Sri Vrindavan. Although Vrinda Devi has left the forest of Vrindavan, now there in Kamyalam, but Srila Gurudev has re-established Vrinda Devi in his Srirupasanathan Gaudiya temple in Sevapuri. So there, everyone may come from all over the world and attain the darshan of Srimati Vrinda Devi. So in addition to Vrinda Devi darshan, there is the darshan of the deities of Govinda and Gopinath, and there are temples that were established in those very places where those deities were situated, and those deities that are established there are the Pratipul expansion of the original deities that were relocated in Jaipur. So those Pratipul expansions are actually considered to be not different than the original deities and are as powerful. So anyone who takes the darshan of those deities in the forest of Kamyama has also a great opportunity to have the darshan of the original deities of Govinda and Gopinath. Then there is also a very divine kunda called Vimala Kunda. And it is described in Srila Gurudev's Parikal book, from which he has attained some very authoritative sources, that this Vimala Kunda was manifested by what divine pastime that took place once when Pushkar, who is called Kirtanaj, generally they come to Raj Michael during the Chaturvasya time. All the sacred holy places they visit to Sri Vrindavan, to Raj Michael during the Chaturvasya time. So when Sri Krishna was performing his pastime 5,000 years ago, and he was situated there in Kamyama, then at that time Pushkar Raj, he did not come. So Sri Krishna began to meditate upon Pushkar. But by his divine meditation, suddenly a beautiful stream of water came shooting up from the earth. And within that stream, there was a very beautiful young girl, Kishori. And that Kishori performed so many beautiful pastimes with Sri Krishna and satisfied him so much. Then Sri Krishna gave her the name Vimala Devi. And he gave her the benediction that she could always be situated there in Kamyalam. So, therefore, that Kunda is named after that deity, Vimala Devi, who is a gopi there in Vrindavan. And there was also another pastime. Yes. There was one king named Vimala, and he was situated in the Sindhu province. So this king Vimala had 6,000 wives. None of those wives were actually able to give birth, strangely enough, to any child for the king. But then one great rishi came there, Jagyavalkya Rishi, and he gave a benediction to them that they would have children. So the benediction came true, and all these wives were able to produce so many beautiful young girls. And these young daughters were actually from previous life during the pastimes of Srimad Chandra. They were the lady of Ayodhya who desired to have a relationship with Lord Ram in Madhurya Rasa. They wanted to have him as their husband. So, in Janakpuri at that time. So, they were given the benediction by Lord Ram that they would be able to take birth in Krishna's Leela. So they took birth as the daughters of King Nimolo. Now King Nimolo began to search where there is a suitable husband for my daughter. King Nimolo came forth to him about the glories of Sri Krishna. So he sent the royal emissary to come to Rajswakala, but particularly he was coming to Mathura. But as he was coming to Mathura, along the way, he met Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev instructed him that Sri Krishna is now residing in Vrindavan. So at that time, the emissary came and met Sri Krishna and told him of the king's desire that these young daughters would be married to him. So Sri Krishna actually fulfilled the king's desire and the desire of these young girls. And he went to get them from the king, and he brought them to this very place in Kandavan, where Bhima Bhakuni is. There, Sri Krishna accepted and fulfilled their desire, and he also performed the last people with them there. And they became so overwhelmed with joy and happiness that so many tears came from their eyes and formed this kunda. Therefore, Bhima Kunda is created from the tears of these beautiful young girls who have their desire fulfilled to become the beloved devotee of Sri Krishna. So in this way, Bhima Kunda has these two pastimes in connection with Bhima Kunda. Then there are also pastimes of the Pandavas. Because 5,000 years ago, when the Pandavas were exiled, then they stayed for a very long time there in Kaliyavan, very near to that place of Bhima Kunda. And so one pastime is that while the Pandavas were staying in that area, it was very hot in the summertime. And there was a very intense sun, and most of the kundas and rivers had dried up in that area. So the Pandavas had been wandering in the area looking for water, but now they could not find it. Pandavas are
So we keep on with the story. As the Pandavas were searching for water, Yudhishthira Maharaj sent her near to look for water to build
Sahadev.
He saw the water on a tree and we heard, so there must be water there. So he walked over there on this beautiful room. And he was about to take water, one voice came, "Hey, Sadam, don't drink unless you answer my question first." And he was thinking, "Oh, who are you?" And he wanted to get the water. "Hey, don't drink otherwise." But he drank the water and he became unconscious. After some time, not seeing him coming back, Yudhishthira said, Arjun came and saw his son, his brother, lying there. Then voice came, "Sadam, don't drink before you answer my question." He didn't take care, he also fell down as dead. Afterwards, Sahaja was sent, then treatment. Afterwards, Nalaku was sent, then treatment. Then Yudhishthira came and he saw four brothers lying there. And he was about to drink, but he was so thirsty. And then, that voice came, "Oh, first, you have to answer my question." Then was, "Salaam, the earth." And so many questions were asked of the most famous one are, "What is Japan? What are the news?" Then, "What is the most wonderful thing? And who is happy?" So many questions were asked of the four main ones. And then there was one voice came like a vodka, a crane. Actually, it was like a yaksha. He said, "Took his form as a yaksha." And he said, "First, you answer my questions." And then his fear answered so many of the questions. All of them were so obvious. Heavier, but it's more higher than the sky. The father is higher. But it's heavier than the earth. Mother is heavier. What is the path? He said that there's so many different creatures. And then Dhamma Chatatman Vita Guhanyam. to understand what is actually the truth is very difficult in Guya, hidden in the heart of the saint. So Mahachandra Bhagat Sapamsa. The real path is to follow the path of the Mahachandra training. And that was the good answer. What about, what is the news? The news that everyone is rushing within the jaws of death. And the whole world is like a big flying man. The days and nights they are like the queue and trying to cook me. And everyone with the level of time is cooking them over and over. It's the sum of the whole news of this world. Kimon Chalye, what is the most amazing thing? Oh, Ahani, Ahani, Nani. Yashamila Yamalaya, everyone we see is going to Yama, Yamala, the God of death. But, although everyone is seeing, when parents have died, his parents have died, people are dying right and left, everyone is acting as all. This is happening only to others, it won't happen to me. This is actually the most amazing thing. Then who is happy? Oh, someone who has no death, someone who is living in his own house, and someone who can cook his own herbs. Like that. The idea that who has no death? Only the Buddha has no death. Because by serving Krishna, Buddha Shiva, whatever, Shiva, Buddha Shiva, everyone who is surrendering to Krishna, automatically all the debts that they have accumulated by coming into this world, to the demigods, to the ancestors, to the rishi, to other fellow beings, they are cancelled. He does know that. And he, in his own house, makes a devotee because it's meaning in Vrindavan, it's not meaning guide anymore. So therefore, he's considered to be a happy person. So when the Yaksha heard all the nine answers, he said, oh, I am fully satisfied. Now we can pick up one of your brothers. So he just said, give me Nakul. And the Yaksha said, Nakul? Not me, or Arjun, to help you fight the wars. He said, no, because I am the son of Kunti. And so there's one son of Kunti alive. And there were two sons of Kunti. Nakul is one of them. It's only fair that one of us not to be alive. But then Yaksha heard this, he said, oh, you are so attached to Dharma. You can take all your sons, all your brothers back. I'm so pleased to take all of them back. And they all came back to life. So this is the story of the Dharma Kuru that we had a chance to go. And also we went to Chatham Pahali. Now after having taken the feast on the bank of Vimana Kuru, we sacrificed the Bodhaman tradition of making the lamp. And we had only 10 minutes to take a lamp in the car, in the bank. And then we went to Dachan Chikor to Chatham Pahali. Where the lotus feet of the Lord, they are imprinting in the rock. Now, it is said that we are consciousness and we are made of consciousness. But what we know about consciousness is not work. Now, our mind has been saturated with so many impressions, bad impressions for so many births, bad karma. So the Guru of his closest mercy, he's doing the karma and he's dragging us behind him, taking us to all those places, so we can saturate our consciousness with nine physical Krishna samskara. And one of the best samskaras we can have at the Krishna samskara is three footprints there in the rock. And praying that, oh, my heart is like a piece of stone. Why did you put such a small bit of a heart in my chest? The way that you could sound as best as the rock, let it also melt my heart, that you put footprints also come in my heart. Krishna loves me. Now, I remember very clearly from the class given by Srila Maharaj in Italy that every under the soul of Krishna is a different mark. Now, as I meditate on each one of the different marks, the different effect is given. I remember that if you meditate on the gold, elephant, or dragon gold, which under Krishna's foot, it will help you control your mind. If you may intend on the lotus flower, another effect of the demon, I have older than I have bigger. But the idea that if you may intend on Krishna's feet, everything is there to speak. We know Shiva Krishna is coming out from Swami for his beautiful Chakra Charita Krita, Kobindira Krita, that we don't mention to read too much. But also there's one very beautiful book, Sutta Sarita, very beautiful song of all the birds when they wake up Krishna and Bala in the morning. And they describe Krishna so to speak. They say that at the three sangha, at the Dwayaka of Krishna so to speak, the white Ganga of his toenail, and the black Jamuna of the upper part of his feet, and the red Sarasvati of the under the sole of his feet, they meet together and they satisfy all desires. When you listen to Krishna speak, so everything that you may dream of becomes completely fulfilled. Just by making image of them, all anxiety goes away. By touching them, all good fortune is coming. So those who love to speak of Krishna, they become the whole hand of Vrindavan. And Krishna is taking us there and there to the different Sharad Bahadi. During this time, we will see Sharad Bahadi. Just in 1, 2 months ago. Because by going there and taking them on those roses, by touching them, there's so much is coming into our heart. Gurudev wants to give us something wonderful, which is in his heart. But first of all, our heart is a little soft. But he's taking us in those places, so our heart becomes very soft, and we can give what he wants to give. Gurudev is pretending to give a class. He's not giving a class, actually. He's offering us so all the love of his heart, and wants to give it to us. But we have to be able to receive the whole Gurudev before that, the second, or this night, Parikram, taking us to all those holy places, so that our heart can continue to receive something. Because if the heart is too hard, often the rain of mercy, so there can anything grow in it. Therefore, the Gurudev is taking us to those places. Also, he said that under the pretext of creating some angels just for Krishna's love to speak, the creator Brahma just going to make a beautiful fruit for the palace of Radha's eyes. It's explained like that. The whole body of Krishna has been described, so has different weapons, and the whole idea of the time is to attract even to the eyes of the devotee, especially the eyes of the devotee and devotee. They say that, oh, the young girl that is Radha's self, that imagine that she has his ankle. They're too small for playing with. So by meditating again and again and going to the different places, we become more and more absorbed in transcendental self. And that can take away all the mental self, which are still in mind of mine. So I won't take much more time. Once you have a better question, I think that's what we do. Thank you.
Rameshwar Kunda, the son of the Shri Kamala, and from earlier when we used to go with Gurudev, that time in Kamirvan, very many years back, we used to stay there around 3 days. In 3 days, there are many paths and places of the Lord. Then Gurudev used to take us in all those places. But now, instead of 3 days, we are going 1 day. We used to stay there. one day we have darshan of all these places from a distance. We don't go near some places also. Yesterday when we were having darshan, when we reached Charanpahari, on the top of Charanpahari, many pastime places we saw from distance. There is one place, Setuban Rameshwar. Rameshwar Setuban. One time Krishna, along with his gopis, is performing his pastimes and he reached this place. Immediately Krishna said to the best gopis, "Do you know who am I?" "Yes, we know. You are Nanda Baba's son, Krishna Kanhaiya. He for butter. Oh, you are cowherd maidens. You don't know about my glory. I'm that Narayan. I'm that Matsya, that Kurma. I'm that Ram. I am was Ram. Yes. You always keep boasting. This is your very nature. This is your second nature. I don't believe any word what you say. You are Ram. Yes, I made this bridge across the ocean. Oh, if you are Ram, Ramchandra, he made a bridge on the ocean. It is something beyond imagination. Rama had never imagined that Ram would be able to cross this ocean by making a bridge on the top of this ocean. Rama, it was beyond his imagination. But Bhagavan Ram, that which is inconceivable, unimaginable, the way possible. That's why to Nal and me and other army members, the monkeys, we wrote Ram on each and every stone, and those stones were made to float on the water, and he made a bridge across the ocean. When you do this, that what was impossible, what Ram did, Krishna said, "I can't show you." Then Krishna, he meditated on the monkeys, he remembered them. Suddenly, lost by the desire of Krishna, many, many army of monkeys arrived there, many, many monkeys, and he ordered them to make a bridge on the water. All the monkeys, they collected so many boulders, and they wrote Sri Ram's name on all these boulders, and he made a bridge. They would leave the stones on the water the way he, Ramchandraji, had made. Maharaji had taken us to this place. Sometime we had darshan of this place. Now also, as a sign, this bridge is still present there. Bhagavan, there are such pastime places where Krishna has manifested. It is all proving that Krishna is no ordinary person. In Lukluki Kund also we had darshan from the top of this hill, where Shyam Sundar, along with the Braj gopis, in water, he used to play hide and seek. There, Prabhupada Saraswati also, for 14 years, he performed his sadhana bhajan. That Kund, how he used to play hide and seek once, and Krishna sometimes becomes a thief, sometimes Radharani becomes a thief. It is described that what you can do is, sometimes Krishna will hide inside the water. And sometimes he says to Radharani, "You as the thief have to catch Krishna." Now Krishna, what he used to do, that water in which Vrinda Devi, for nourishing Krishna's pastime, she has manifested four types of lotus flowers: blue, white, red, yellow, golden lotus flowers used to blossom there in this pond. Now Shyam Sundar, when he used to hide himself, he used to hide among the blue lotus flowers. Now Krishna himself is blue, and his face is described as the lotus face. His body, entire body is lotus compared to the lotus, his eyes, his hands, everything. But he used to hide his face above the water and stand amongst the blue lotus flower. Because his complexion is exactly similar to the blue lotus flowers, now Radharani is searching, she can't find him. Why? Because his face is lotus, she used to become bewildered. Said, "This is a lotus flower, it's not Krishna." Searching him all over, Radharani used to become tired. And she says, "Oh, Ramchandra, I have lost. You tell yourself, where are you?" And Krishna used to appear himself. And Shyamchandra is becoming the thief. He used to search for Radharani. Radharani also, how is her face? Her face is also perfect. And Gaurangi, the complexion of molten gold. That's why Radharani says is like the lotus flower also. Now where yellow colored lotus flowers are blossoming, she reached that place and amongst those flowers she would hide herself. And she just put her face up in the water, only her face visible, and her face is lotus face, and Krishna is again searching her, but he can't find Radharani. It's only golden lotus flowers, and Krishna also says, I've lost. You please appear yourself. And Radharani gets up from the sand in the water, and in amongst these lotus flowers, the local people also sometimes used to say, oh, let's die together in this in these waters. How long one can hide himself holding it under the water? Let's see. So they both would take a dive, Krishna and Radharani together. Krishna is very clever. Although they would take a dive together, but Krishna would get in the middle, take a breath, and again dunk himself deep inside. And then Radharani, when she gets up, she says, oh, so long, he's able to hold his breath. When Krishna would again dunk, she would be lost. Like this, very many beautiful hide and seek pastimes that have been performed here. Sometimes Shantan Garg would dive under the water and he would take bath wherever the gopis are taking bath. He would just, like a crocodile, he would just pull their legs, literally. So that's why this place is known as Luklukki Kund. Our Prabhupada Saraswati, who is Punga Vidya herself, himself, he performs his bhajan and sadhana in this place, and in this drudge, which is full of Krishna's pastime. Why the different Goswamis have performed bhajan in different places? Why? Because this dham is reminding us of all the pastimes of the Lord. Wherever we go, all those pastimes performed in those places will manifest in our heart. The dust of that place, they are all immersed in the pastimes of the Lord. As soon as you come in contact with this dust, all those pastimes are manifest in our heart. The dust has the potency to do so. So Maharaji, many, many years back, he used to take us to these places. We had darshan of these places. Now there are great number of devotees now. It's not possible for maintaining and making residence arrangement for all these devotees. Translation. Not coming? Library is not. Stop.
So there,
Thakur, is in Tokavidya, 14 years before Bhagavad Gita.
If we go to the top of Chandra Mahari, then we look there for how great there, there looks really good. But these days we don't go there. So there are 14 years we cover the Nandasar when he comes when he finds it there. And then we go with and Krishna would play hide and seek. So Vrindavan played all different types of lotuses. Some red, some blue, some white, some yellow lotuses. So Krishna, he went hide and Krishna would send the gopis first to find me. And Krishna, he runs the middle of the blue one, black one.
Do you have a mobile?
So Krishna would be nice like that.
Do you have a mobile blue phone?
You know, the gopis were looking, they could not find.
No, no, no. I want to be switched off.
We could not find Krishna. Okay. Where are you, Mr. Krishna? I'm here. So, I know the Krishna dialogues are like these, so the gopis could not understand where it is. Then Radhika, and the Krishna said to the gopis, don't come here, please. Now you hide and seek. So Radhika, her complexion is like molten gold, and her hair is like beads. Then Radhika put her lotus face to the surface of the water, and Krishna was looking everywhere, but could not find. Then Krishna said, gopis, I could not find you, I defeated. Then Radhika said, I don't care. So there also would have said, the gopis would be bathing on the other side of the moon, and Krishna would go underwater like a crocodile. And then he would grab Radhika's lotus feet and pull her in the water, and all the gopis would many nice pastimes there. Go where my husband is.
Just sit off.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now. Jadra tried to kidnap Draupadi, and how when the Pandavas came back, he captured them. How nearby he performed a festival, and on the order of Indra, he was kidnapped, Virodhan, and thereafter Arjun rescued him from Chitrasen. All these pastimes will be spoken in Bengali. Vishnudeva Maharaj. Agar Hindi, to main Bangla. Hindi, Hindi. Hindi. Silence, please. Come on. Vishnu, Bangla, after all, Vishnu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama, Hare
Hare.
First of all, okay, my emphasis to Om Shivaya, as well as the tradition of the Kivana to the land, Ramana to the land, so to speak, and the doctor of the Kivana to the land, as well as the tradition of the Kivana to the land, and the Kivana to the land, also I'm offering my enjoyable Kashmir Vandavas. Thereafter, all the sannyasis, ladies and gentlemen, mothers, I offer my appropriate respects and greeting. Shilabhadev has ordered in Kamevan all the pastimes regarding the father to speak about all those pastimes. When you have performed before also all these pericles, you know that Pandavas have all taken shelter of Krishna. With one task that he does, he's performing 5-7. There's an example quoted. When the Pandavas, they lost the dice in the dice game, then the wager was that they will serve 12 years in the empire and 1 year as they will hide themselves. If in the last year, 13th year, they are found, then again they will have to go in the exile for 12 years. For 12 years, they stayed in the forest and they would eat fruit, vegetables, etc., collected from the forest. And Draupadi would cook some grain. One time, they were saying, Kame one, and the five Pandavas had five brothers, and the Kauravas had 100 brothers. Draupadi is very beautiful. She hasn't taken birth from the mother's womb. She appeared from the fire, 35. Very good looking. So beautiful. And in this chamber, all the kings wish to get married to her. And all the Kauravas have one sister, Vishala, and she has as well Jayadrath. And this Jayadrath tried to kidnap Draupadi when he one time came in the forest. He stopped her on the way once when all the Pandavas are away from the hut. Oh, why do you wander in the forest like a beggar? I can make you a queen. She says, oh, Jayadrath, you are my relative. I am like your mother. You should not behave with me like this, Jayadrath. He is completely bewildered by love. He held her by the hand. He forgotten the strength of the Pandavas. Now she wants to pull her on the chariot. She is a female. And here, Jayadrath is forcing her to climb on the chariot. What she can do? In the end, she begins to cry, pleading, Arjun. Yudhishthira Maharaj, everybody, when they hear the cries of Draupadi, Bhim and Arjun, both of them begin to laugh. Bhim is the incarnation of fire, wind, and Jayadrath can run faster than him. Indra is the incarnation, past incarnation of Arjun is the past incarnation of Indra. They find Arjun sent some arrows which surrounded the chariot. And now Bhim ran to this place where Jayadrath was. He ran away even further than the chariot. Then finally, Bhim and Arjun, they caught the chariot. And he said, definitely, I'm going to kill him. I'll not leave him alive. Thereafter, they brought him to brother Yudhishthira. They are about to kill him. Yudhishthira Maharaj says, you please give us order. They asked him to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj says, they have committed no offense to Draupadi. You should ask her what she desires. Draupadi says, it is not proper to kill him. Why? Because our only one sister, your only one sister, she will become widowed. Dushala is the sister of the Kauravas. Krishna, Pandavas are the cousins. That's why for them also sister. That's right. There are people, Krishna, who is present. Arjun decided to kill. And Draupadi says, not to kill. Oh, our sister will become widowed. What to do? They are now in bewilderment. Then Krishna says, to insult a respectable person is equivalent to death. So you should disfigure him. Desire liberation and people who have desires, they all of them are very peaceful. All those who don't have these desires, but those who desire bhakti or liberation, they all of them have. Only all of them they are troubled. But the Pandavas, because they don't have such desires, they are still all living in exile, they are quite happy. Now all the Kauravas are coming to the exile. In exile they are still happy because of the association of so many devotees around them, saintly persons. Now Kauravas are having sort of party and they are trying to please the Pandavas. When Indra saw this, he became very annoyed with the Kauravas, and the Chitrasen, the king of the Gandharvas, he sent him, and he Shanta defeats Duryodhan and is bringing him to the Swargalok, the heavenly planet. And Duryodhan is crying on the way, help me, help me. Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he heard, as soon as he heard, he says, oh Bhim. See, Duryodhan is crying. You go and protect him, help him, free him from the Arjun says, what? I should go and free Duryodhan. Don't you remember that Bhim says that he tried to zero Draupadi, he tried to kill me by giving poison, he tried to kill us, let him die, let him be kidnapped. But Yudhishthira Maharaj says, Arjun, see, at least you go. Arjun, what to do? Oh, elder brother, he's saying, he agreed to obey, he has to obey. He's describing, see, this is my thing. When there is quarrel among us, when we are five, they are 100. But when somebody from outside is attacking us, then we are 105 together. Now somebody from outside has attacked us, Chitrasen, go and free him. Arjun went to Chitrasen, he defeated, he brought Duryodhan. And what he did, he made a staircase, arrows in the sky, and this he rolled down the staircase of arrows, and he fell down straight at Minister's feet. He felt so insulted. They are my enemies, and I had to fall down at their feet. Again, he decided. One, he decides that he will have a battle against them. He felt very insulted. Once when Draupadi said in the palace that blind son is also blind, when he slipped in the palace, Draupadi lost because of this. He felt insulted, and now also he became filled very insulted. Due to these reasons, Mahabharata battle was performed. This was one of the reasons for the great battle of Mahabharata. Draupadi had one vow given by the benediction of Surya Dev that till Draupadi will not take her means, this pot will keep on supplying. And when she will eat, then the meals will not supply any more meals. One day, Krishna is devising all the food provided by Krishna. Nobody can kill him. If Krishna wants to kill somebody, nobody can protect him. Now, Durvasa Rishi, who is the Shankarji's incarnation, because of many reasons, he's, by many pastimes, he's glorifying the devotees. You heard about the pastime of Ambarish, how he glorified by his pastime the devotee Ambarish. One day, Durvasa Rishi, in Hastinapur, he served, Duryodhana served Durvasa Rishi very, very deeply, very with lot of care. Then Durvasa Rishi becomes satisfied and he says, I want to give you benediction. Duryodhana says that, I need only one benediction. You have given me a chance to serve. But I also want that you should also go and give them a chance to serve, but only on one condition, that go at around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He has not told that when she will finish, indirectly he is speaking that go at that time when she will finish her meal. Durvasa Rishi is always traveling with his 10,000 disciples. With 60,000 disciples. One day with 60,000 disciples, he reached his place in the afternoon when Draupadi has finished her meal. And he reaches his place and he says to Yudhishthira, oh Rajan, okay, please arrange for our prasad. Yudhishthira Maharaj offered your message and he said, oh, Rishiva, nothing to worry. I will, you just go and take bath and I will arrange for all your meals. Then, when the saintly person went away to Vimalapur, Yudhishthira Maharaj is calling him Arjun Nakul Sahib, and he says, and Draupadi can, they decide what to do, then they said that Draupadi can only tell us how to proceed. Draupadi says, oh, I also had my meal, and I have kept that thought after training. Only after the sunset I can serve another meal. What to do? Everybody is worried. Now we are in the forest. It's not possible now. The saintly persons will come, now they will completely destroy us by their curse. They started to meditate on Krishna. Krishna immediately came to that place and Draupadi is waiting for Krishna very eagerly and says to Draupadi, oh, I'm so hungry, oh Draupadi, I'm dying from hunger, give me something to eat. I have already suggested a reason, you are also asking me something to eat. You're also suffering from hunger. Draupadi says, oh Prabhu, I have finished my meals after serving my husband. Krishna says, bring your bowl anywhere. In that bowl there is one rice grain is stuck at the bottom and it takes this grain rice and he says, this was me, I'm satisfied. All the world is satisfied. Krishna is satisfied, all the world is satisfied. Why? Within Krishna is the entire universe. All the world is within Krishna's womb, belly. If Krishna is satisfied, everybody is satisfied. And the Rasa Rishi and all his disciples are also satisfied. He says to him, go, and then the Rishi says, he is going, this is club to Vimalakund. He is twisting his moustache up in Nisha and he says, oh Rishiva, Rishiva, please come quickly. The Rasa Rishi has nothing. So he has a club and his moustache is twisted up. Now what to do? I am completely satisfied. And if I don't go, Bhim will kill us with the club. So they dunk themselves in the water and through the air they just vanish away from that place. So now all these pastimes were performed in Vimalakund and around. Of course there are many, many more pastimes some other time and you will not hear more pastimes.
Then one time Jayatra, he was attracted by Draupadi's beauty because Draupadi is also called Krishna. Krishna at that time he was like this universe. Some of my friends are like Krishna. In fact, in all of my life, Draupadi has a long connection with Krishna. That was Draupadi who was walking in very Madhava, very pure and charming. So Draupadi Devi, she likes Sita. Or like Srimati Radhika, not born from any mother, like Lakshmi, born directly from the Yajna for all time, Bhakti Kama Sanyasinoda. Now, when she was looking, she went into the water from Vimalakund, that time Jayadra saw her, she was very attractive. So Jayadra said some improper remarks and went to catch her hand. The Draupadi was so strong like a Kshatriya, she punched Jayadra and put him flat. Then she tried to run, but anyhow Jayadra caught her and put her on a chariot and was running away. That time the Guru of the Pandavas, what did he say? Don't you? Then he cried, oh, my God. The Jogi was also crying, Master, Bhima. Bhima, she was also crying, Arjuna, Bhima, save me. So Jogi popped up and indicated to the Pandavas where Jayadra had taken Jogi. So I threw by his arrows, he surrounded the wrath of Jayadrata. He could not escape. Then Bhim sent chariots. Bhim sent picked him up and smashed him on the ground and was going to finish him. But then he dragged him to Yudhisthira. And Jayadrata was related to the Pandavas by marriage. So what should we do? What was the decision? Then Yudhisthira Maharaj said, oh, Draupadi has made the offense to Draupadi. Therefore, Sri Draupadi will get the punishment. Then
no, Duryodhan's sister. Duryodhan's sister. Duryodhan's sister, Duryodhan.
Sister.
Dushala.
Anyway, whatever. So it's not prevent nobody says, no shooting. Because then our city will be widow. So then instead of disrespect someone who is respectful is worse than death. There was a part of us slapping around with a genuine procedure. I should have a part of the game here or two here. They left us thinking there. So Jayaraj is very insulted. Therefore he says, for people hold austerities for a long time to please Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva said, what benefits do you want? He said, I want you to feed all partners. And Shiva said, that's not possible. That is partner, the general subject of Sri Krishna. But I will give you the benediction because the three partners in our children is God's presence. So when Abhimanyu entered the chapter you had in the Mahabharata war, all the other partners tried to follow behind, but they could not because Jayaraj was there. And our children were fighting.
Away.
So the persons were taken about to fight Arjuna again. Therefore, for that one day, Jayaraj defeated the four Pandavas. And then Arjuna, when he knew that Jayaraj was the cause of the death of my son Abhimanyu, then also Arjuna took a vow, by Sunshine tomorrow, I will end the fire. And by the trickery of Sri Krishna, then Sri Krishna, Arjuna could take off the head of Jayaraj. Also, there was the other pastime. That was pastime. That Duryodhana and his brothers were always trying to torture the Pandavas. There were the Pandavas that had spent 12 years in Manipura, living in the forest. There were Duryodhana, Karna, Sakuni, Mala. All they had a big festival just here in Kalyaman. And they were cooking, somebody dancing, parties, somebody pulling, barbering, etc. Even though they situated a cannon. So the smell of the cooking would go over to the Pandavas camp. Because Pandavas are only eating like lotus tea, fruit, only very hard life, like as they're throwing all their plates in the Pandavas camp, if they took how much we're throwing, then they thought they would give so much trouble to the Pandavas. But Pandavas always immerse the remembrance of Krishna, they have a world of trouble, cannot disturb them. But that time, Indra became very angry. They are disrespecting my son, Arjuna. Therefore, Indra there, he sent his army commander. Jesus said, you go there and you defeat the Kuru. Therefore, Jesus said, he smashed the Kurus, including Karna, and they had to run from there. And Jesus said, bound Karna like an animal, like bound Duryodhana like an animal with a rope, and he was carrying him through the sky. That time, Duryodhana was crying, Allah, save me. But all of Duryodhana's army was defeated. That time, Yudhisthira said, oh, look, my dear brother, Duryodhana, he is in some trouble. He said, you go and save him. I will never do. It's many good things. Indra is doing what we could not do. Because we are bound by the instruction of Yudhisthira. Then when Yudhisthira ordered Bhima, go and save your brother. So Leo was not being cruel, but he still was full of duplicity. Therefore, he was very pleased to love the Holy Spirit, take a benediction, whatever you want. And Joseph said, I do not wish anything for myself, but I wish that you should give benediction to my younger brother. You should please go there with some of your disciples and give them the blessing you will give to me, you must give to them. But please go after 3 o'clock, after lunchtime. So Devata Rishi and his 60,000 disciples came in from Gandhiyama, where Yudhisthira Maharaj was there. Draupadi had served her guests, the Brahmins, the guests, and her husband. The last took, washed the pot, and placed it upside down. That time Devata Rishi with 60,000 disciples chanted that Yudhisthira Maharaj was very pleased. Oh Maharaj, please take bath. When you come back, then we will serve you prasad. And Yudhisthira said to Draupadi, please prepare the service of our guests. And Draupadi was Sarvanas. I already eat and I cannot serve them. What to do? Then Draupadi remembered what we teach Krishna. So she called out that Krishna appeared there. Then Krishna said, oh Draupadi, I am very hungry. I cannot say anything. Then Draupadi said, that I am dying by 2 ways. For this reason I called you. You could make an arrangement and you are also hungry. Then Krishna said, there must be something. She said, nothing. There must be something. Then Krishna is cooking them in that pot, but there was a piece of
grace.
Piece of stock. No? Then Krishna took that, chipped off the yasmin and drank a glass of water. Yasmin Sutti Dayasutti. If Sri Krishna is pleased, then the whole creation is pleased. This is the essence of Bhakti. Chala Sapta is one going to the religious choice. Krishna Bhakti going to Sahara Kalam Krishna. By satisfying Krishna, we satisfy everything. Devarishi Buddha, Vinay Vinayan, Yakinka, Vishitarajam, Salatriyas, Padanam Saranyam, Vato Mahuna, Parinatakama. By satisfying Krishna, we satisfy all the demigods, all Mara, all the human beings, all the animals, everything is satisfied in the whole creation. So by satisfying Krishna, everything was satisfied, then all the sadhus that were taking baths, they were, oh my God, their stomachs were like that. Then, like a pumpkin, then all the disciples said, through their big problem, it seems like we've just taken Anukut Dorsa, our stomach is completely full. And the wisdom of the master, she said, I am also feeling like that. What to do? That time Krishna said to Bhim, said, you go down there and call the disciples for lunch. So Bhim said with his love, Hello, hello. And all of a sudden, they began to pray, oh my God, they forgot to remember what happened to them. And the imagine what happens when they do this to the fundament.
Twisting his mustache.
He said, having his mustache, oh, Lord, oh, and all of a sudden, they began to pray, and they ran and disappeared by their misty powers. So how Krishna saved the fundament at the end again? Go, Prabhupada, and be
Madhurya for the minute.
First,
Chakravarti Thakur is described as Sukriti Utta Anartha. Sukriti Utta Anartha. Aparad Utta Anartha and Bhakti Utta Anartha. He has described all these earlier.
Bhakti
Uttanat, what does it mean? Pratam Bhakti, which is with material desires, the links of Bhakti are performed, those links of Bhakti are performed with material desires, in them. In this, Tarangarangini is manifesting in hearing his Hari Katha. Everybody becomes attracted, especially the ladies. He gets all sorts of material benefits, puja, prestige. Very dangerous for sannyasis. Be careful. Anastas have to be very, very careful regarding this. Describing bhakti, the males become attracted, but also the females become attracted. That time to protect your dharma is very difficult. To protect your principles, it's very difficult and very many chances of fall down. That's why the sannyasis, brahmacharis, everybody should be very, very careful on this matter. In their mind, you should be pure as your daughter, mother, or sister, and you should offer them pranams to them, respect to them in this way. Thereafter, a person performing namaskar. So, if he has a guru, is it useless for such a person to have guru? Who is namapradik? It is described about him. There is one doubt regarding this. After hearing the born qualities, pastimes of the Lord, Mathuravas, Mute, serving the Lord with Shraddha. Bhakti, all the Tirthas, all the Ganga and etc., all the holy places, they can give perfection. Bhagavad Prasad is this transcendental. All these instructions are, statements are written in the Shastras. But even after hearing for a long time the Lord's names, qualities, pastimes, etc., until somebody does not attain prema, the person is staying in the holy place, still he doesn't attain the perfection. And he is offering to the Lord, making many offerings. He has no realization of the transcendence of his offerings. I don't see any results anymore. Mahaprasada Govinde Nama Brahma Yashari. Shari Ravidya Jal Jandri. Have no such realization that prasad is transcendental. The names are transcendental, spiritual. If this is true, these words, that the offenses of the past lives or of this life, due to its effect or staying in the holy places, the prasad, etc., do not give their full results. An offensive person, when he performs the limbs of bhakti, bhajan, etc., what is the need then for him if he gets no results? Is it proper for him to follow all these limbs of bhakti? What he should do? This is a doubt or a question here. Is it useless then to take shelter of Gurudev in this condition? Sri Chakravarti Thakur is raising this doubt. The names of the Lord, residing in the holy place, Shravan Kirtan, etc., Bhagavad Prasad, they never go without giving any result. Never. They always have potency to give spiritual results, but it doesn't manifest its potency. Why? Srila Chakravarti Thakur describes regarding this matter that a person who is without any offenses, he has only two steps to follow to reach his goal. He should chant the names and immediately reaches the spiritual stage. Like Ajami, he chanted the names, went to Vaikunth. and the non-offensive person, our very constitution of this body is made up of offenses. He may be they are offenses of the past life, or within this life the offenses are performed. Some offenses always remain, generally. That's why the results, we do not attain the full results of the chanting, prasad, etc. That's why for such persons, the steps to, from Shraddha to Prem is in 9 steps. From Adha Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and all these steps, Gurudev is speaking. Ishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, Bhav, Prem, these 9 steps. About Nirapad and non-offensive person, it would describe that reading. Oh, the topmost of the Brahman, Vipra. What offenses towards the name? Yes, all the sukritis of a person is destroyed. What are those offenses? And the spiritual matters also become like material. And he has material mentality towards spiritual objects also. Holy places, it means Vrindavan Dham, Ayodhya, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Navadvip, Puri, they are all transcendental, but we do not have such realizations. We see them as material. What are those offenses which keep a person from such realizations? In the Shastra, it is described, just by hearing the glory of the past tense of the law, a person attains fame. In the Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, it is shown, As soon as one person hears the Hari Katha, it gives its spiritual result, like Parikshit Maharaj, in Parikshit Maharaj's heart, immediately. He realized the spirituality of these pastimes. What is it that is covering the heart from these pastimes? The Shri Hari's Guna, Naam, etc. Why don't we see its spirituality? In Bhagavad Gita, it is seen, person sees, hears the pastimes, he develops a desire, and he immediately attains the result. Amongst the Vrindavan Dham, saying Vrindavan gives the result of spiritual results. And one day saying also, it is heard that he gets saved. It is heard. In Karma Purana also it is described similarly. About Mahaprasad also it is being described. Reading. Buddha is saying these words. The garland, clothes, etc., which is all the remnants of the Lord, are able to give liberation beyond Maya. Hearing again and again about the pastimes, about the Naam, glories of the Lord, or staying in the holy place for a long time, or accepting Bhagavad Prasad, but still one doesn't get the fame. You must understand that there are anarthas in fame, and even the anarthas seem to increase in such a person. earth alcohol are increasing rather in this person. As a result, that's why he develops material mentality even towards spiritual objects. The most, the biggest obstacle on the part of bhakti is nama parad. What offenses? What should we reject so that we will be able to progress on the path of bhakti? The result of offenses is very dangerous, very, very grave. And generally a person turns away from the Lord because of these offenses. The result of the offenses are very grave. That's why, but if an offensive person can bhajan kriya, taking the shelter of Gurudev, he doesn't take, he's not able to accept this. He takes the shelter of Gurudev, but an offensive person, then what does he do after this? He performing bhajan kriya, etc. He's not able to perform bhajan kriya. That's why he's not able to get any result. The writer of this scripture is speaking. This is natural, of course. But if a person has very deep offenses, although he has taken the shelter of Gurudev, but anarthas are increasing because his offenses are very grave. If the offenses are grave, then it is difficult for him. But just like when the temperature, person suffering from temperature, when he is not suffering from such high temperatures, fever any longer, then he is able to be served grain and solid food. Similarly, slowly, gradually by performing all these limbs, gradually these anarthas come back, come down, and then he should always, nirantar harinam, he should chant after taking Guru Padashra, he should always chant the harinam, continually. And if Gurudev is alive, then he should go and take his shelter and he should perform intimate service to his Gurudev with Shraddha, with firm faith. Like this, take the shelter of Gurudev and perform bhajan kriya. This is what is spoken about, Guru Padashra and bhajan kriya. When the fever of offenses comes down, then he is able to serve more solid food, gradually. Like that also, Namaparad also, because they are very, the result of offenses, Namaparad is very grave. So slowly, but he will very gradually, slowly he will develop a taste in spiritual matters. Translation. Meaning, the enthusiasm should remain, and it's not that you become weak and leave all your limbs of bhakti. Otherwise, you will not, we're not getting any results, leave it. No. Should, with firm faith, you should keep on performing the limbs of bhakti, and gradually you will attain its spiritual results, and then you will develop ruchi towards bhajan, the limbs of bhajan.
So we have been hearing from the Srimad Rishikata meeting that both the cause of the arousal of four types of announcements, that which arises from previous sinful activities, just greeting with another, that which arises from past activities, to raise the food with another, that which arises from aparad with another, and finally bhakti with another. Those anathas or unwanted things which arise from the practice of bhakti itself. That thing is a performance of sankara bhakti, where bhakti is performed with some material desire, or gaura bhakti, where bhakti is in a secondary position to jnana or karma. Then this type of bhakti, one who comes to the stage of jnana karma, Just like on the ocean, there are many small waves. When one begins to perform bhajan, then many things come to that person. If someone speaks Hare Krishna, then everyone is attracted, especially the ladies. But there is so much opportunity for worship, love, Buddha, Krishna. Worship, name, and faith, and wealth. And especially sannyasis should be very, very careful. Because many ladies will be attracted to hearing from that person. So that sannyasis should, it's very hard to protect their dharma. And if you do not be very, very careful, then you will fall down. And then you should pronounce to all mothers, all ladies, as mother and sister. And you should not think this is the mother of my child, Arima. Therefore, there are five rules of bhakti, Mahaprabhu said. Sarutam, Nam, Chintam, Bhagavan, Kavanam, Maturabhan, Kusalaya, Mandiya, Sevaka. Sakala, Sakala, Sri, Manchandra, Krishna, Krishna, Prama, Dita, Kaisi, Mahaswara. These five things are very power to give Krishna and to give Krishna Prama. So if Sarutam, the association with devotees, Nam, Chintam, the chanting of the holy name, Bhagavan Chavanam, hearing Shwabhanam, Maturabhav, living in the holy place like Rajamando, and Shishadeya Murti Sevanam. That is worshiping deeply with great faith. So, the question may come. Bhakti is completely transcendental. She easily offers all types of perfection. She is completely spiritual. So, in some cultures, the doubt may come. I'm doing satsang for so many years. I'm doing so much healing and chanting. I'm staying in the holy town like Vrindavan, Navadvipa, or Puri for many years. But still, we are not realizing the transcendental nature of the deity, of the holy town, of Mahaprasad, of the Vaishnavas, or the holy men. Why is it that I'm not getting any results from all these practices of the five minutes of devotion? What offense have I committed? Therefore, it should be understood. Some people even think, well, am I getting any benefit at all taking shelter at the feet of modified guru and performing bhajan kriya? But Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Prabhupada said, there is never any question of one not receiving a fruit from the performance of these five things of devotion. All power is inherent within them. But there is a reason why this power is not manifest. Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, for a person who has non-sinful activity, there's only two stages of bhajan. Chanting the holy name, then going to Vaikuntha. When somebody makes no offense, only two stages. Like Jajadil, Narayan, Vaikuntha. But for that person who is committing offense, for that person there will be nine stages of devotion. Like we heard at the beginning, Adol, Sadhana, Kalsana, Sansa, Anandana, etc. There are for a person who is committing offense, and their development of prayer will be in nine stages. Therefore, we should think, what offense are we committing? What offense is there that my integrity performed by the worship of the deity is lost? What offense am I doing that I'm not realizing the transcendental nature of the theater? Or the nature of prasadam, or the glories of the holy name. After all, Srimad Bhagavatam says, to Srimi Tatsana. In 1 second, that person who just desires to hear Bhagavatam, just by desiring to hear Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam appears to hide in 1 second. So I'm doing Srimad Bhagavatam for a long time, but it's not happening to me. Bhagavatam gives again and again the examples of prayer being achieved in 1 second. Just by hearing one, the heart becomes fulfilled to you. So, also, Shastra says, even they can be lost in the Kundalini, in one day, in Vrindavan, even one night, so Gyanaki, Haribhati, in 11th chanter, Bhagavan, Buddha says, Bhakti Krishna, by wearing your prasadam mala, your prasadam mala, taking your mahaprasad, chandan, flowers, I will eat it. Cross the grip of mind. Then Gurudev says, what is the speak of achieving prayer and I will even become free from anatta? Just being the condition of kamsa. He was living here in the holy town, but he could not understand the judgment of nature of Brother Mando or Sri Krishna. Therefore, because of offense, he had committed his next life or his previous life. We committed offenses or offenses committed a long time ago. Because of these offenses, we are Krishna mindful, opposed to the service of Bhagavan. Even shame on us, we are not fearful of committing offense. So we should not think that there is no result in performing these activities, like taking shelter of the feet of Gurudev or performing bhajan and kriya. Result in death because of the past offenses, we cannot understand that result. The example is given, just like a person who has a very deep fever. Then if you have a big chocolate bowl, some tea rice, three rice, nothing, malwa. What, if they don't taste in the prasad? So much taste is there, but because of fever, we cannot taste it. But by taking medicine, that's Dalisanga, by taking medicine and practicing, then that fever will go away. And as much as that fever disappears, to that degree you'll develop again, tasting, eating. But it's like a person who has a very strong fever. They take the medicine, then one day they can eat a little bit, the next day they eat a little bit more. Then when they're strong, they can eat everything. So someone who's committed offenses in this life or in previous life, they will have no taste in Shalom and Chinta. Therefore, taking shelter of the feet of there is not useless. Performing a little devotion is not useless. Result is there, and at the current time, that result will manifest to you. Therefore, what should we do? One should constantly chant the holy name. And as long as Gurudev is present as well, one should serve it with Vishwamedha Guru Seva. One should serve it full of intimacy. Then, that degree that fever goes, one will grow safe. By performing service to Gurudev and chanting the holy name, the paparazzi will disappear. Then one will have faith in Haribhajan. Therefore, the essence of all this is being non-illusion enthusiasm. Always be enthusiastic. Don't think because I could not achieve Gopi Bhavan in one day. Slowly, slowly, practice the means of the most patient and everything will come to you. Go for a mile on the evening.
Krishna
All the sannyasi, as the sannyasi is in the terms of Santana, they will go.
So once the brahmachari, sannyasi, sadhu, sabhi jayenge, परंतु बाहर जाते से निवेदन करें जो आधार प्रश्न पैदा जीवन मानसिक तो आते हैं बालक का सारा जागरण का एक तो आज काल के रात के आपका फिर वो नोटिस तो हुआ है और तो दिन आवाज़ है हम तो जाओ परिक्रमा आते हैं अपने अपने जितने बार बिल्डर हम तो जाओ अपने एक जितने बार अंदर आए पे निकाले अगर हमें कालों के साथ पूरे परसों दिन हम तो जाने जाओ आज ज्यादा युवा ना सिर्फ ज्यादा उनको देखते उसका गेट तो ना उसके जा रहे हैं अगर वो खाने आपने डॉलर साल के साथ नहीं जाते तो ऐसे ही है
अबे कृष्णा ये सारे यहाँ पे डॉक्टर टोल डीडी क्लास अकंटन प्लेस वे तो डॉक्टर ये सारे अभी तक तुम्हारे बिल्कुल डॉक्टर क्लास अगर यार मेरी क्या कुछ पढ़ा हम दे रहे
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that from December 15th to February 15th, 2 months in Birmingham, in Street Work of Edinburgh Month, there will be seminars by Pakistan Relay Program. The first topic will be 1 month seminar on introductory practices. Of Krishna consciousness called back to basics, especially for very brand new devotees. For instance, the Chinese devotees have expressed on the interest, and we said that it is so interesting for the individual, and you can be able to get it from the Kishara. Also, the
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial. Welcome to Airtel. For calling within India, dial 0. Your available talk time is 814 minutes.
So, is there class tomorrow?
Haribo?
So, is there class tomorrow morning before the Purkama?
I think so.
Okay, you want to call me if there will, if there is?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can just call if you want. You can just call at 5:15.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, but no class tomorrow night then, I think, because that's the parade.
Okay. How's Shamarani Didi?
She's a little better. The fever is gone, but she's just really achy. Everything hurts.
Send her my dandavats, please.
Okay, I will.
Radhe Shyam.
Radhe Shyam.
Radhe Shyam. Radhe Shyam.